My girlfriend can be very slow with everything. How can I make sure she gets quicker and ready on time?
Well, there's two kinds of people. There are people that value other people's time and they show up. If the girl likes you, really likes you, super high interest, she'll typically show up on time. She'll be ready. But there are women that are just fucking screwballs. And no matter what you do, they're always going to perpetually be late. They're, these shoes don't really go with this dress. I'm going to try some different ones on. And then they try different, they can't find shoes that they like. And they go, well, I don't really want to wear these shoes, but I need to change the dress. And so now they got a shoe picked out, but now the dress they had on, they got to try something different. And some women are just like that. It's ideally you want to find a girl that's disciplined. Does what she says she's going to do. She's conscientious of other people's time. And if she cares enough about you and she has high enough interest, she'll be on time.
Yeah.
But there are people that just aren't going to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even heard lately some of the Marxists are saying that being on time for work and for meetings is a white supremacy type of thing. And so you should not expect people of different ethnic backgrounds to also be on time or have the same. So it's like, in other words, it's making excuses for people that don't show up for work on time and don't show up for meetings on time, and that you should be more accommodating to them because of, you know, apparently of their ethnic background. And it's like, if you got a meeting set and you got 10 people come in and somebody shows up 45 minutes late and you can't start until the asshole that showed up late arrives, it's like, everybody's going to hate that person.
Right.
They're not going to like them. It doesn't matter what color they are. They're going to be, you wasted our fucking time. We were sitting here for 45 minutes.
Right.
It's the greatest gift you can give anybody is a gift of your time. And if somebody does not value your time enough to show up in time, then don't give them any more of your time.
Right. That's silly. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm late because I'm Colombian, guys. You guys have to understand.
Yeah, she showed up like an hour late. Oh, I forgot. My housekeeper is a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. She's from Venezuela. And she showed up like an hour late. And so if she shows up an hour late, it means she's here an hour later.
Right.
And so it was like, you know, because if she's here past like 9 p.m. at night, then it's like, you know, I can't really go to dinner because all the restaurants are open. I don't want to leave the doors unlocked and shit. Got to be on time. But there are going to be girls that are always going to be perpetually late and not on time. And so a technique, a strategy that you can use to get around that is if your dinner reservations are for 7 p.m. and she's supposed to be at your house, say 6:30, tell her to be there at 5:30.
Yeah.
And when she shows up late, it's just, you know, you've already got that fudge factor worked into there.
It works.
It was like when I was in the construction industry, whenever you, as a general contractor, you're bidding on a big project and you have all these subcontractors, like you have a guy that does the drywall and the framing. You have another guy that does the roof. You have a guy that does the AC work. Mm-hmm. And so you get all of their bids in, and then you put them into your Excel spreadsheet. And then before you put your final bid, your final price to the owner when you're trying to get the job,
mm-hmm.
you typically will cut everybody's number across the board like 3-5% because you'll figure, you know what, we can negotiate. I can negotiate my electrician down 5-10% maybe and off of his price, which was already pretty low.
Right.
When you're, you know, going in the door, because you're trying to get the job, you're trying to underbid the other guys you're competing against.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what you find out is if every time, especially if you're using the same contractors over and over on different jobs,
yeah,
when what starts to happen is if, you know, they submit a $200,000 bid to do the electrical work, and they know you're going to come after them after they get the job to shave 5%. Of their price off, which is going to be about 10 grand. And so if you got 20 different subcontractors, you got big contracts like that, that adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars that you got to get these guys to basically come off of their price, or you're going to lose money or break even on the job.
Right.
And so if they know you're going to come at them with 5 or 10% discount on what they bid, then they just start submitting bids that are 5 or 10% higher.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that enough.
Yeah.
That's why to keep them honest, you always continue to get 3 or 4 bids of each trade line.
Right.
To kind of work, you know, to prevent that from happening. So that's a way to get around it. Just if you know she's always an hour, 45 minutes late, just tell her, you know, an hour ahead of time. you know, give her the wrong time or give her an earlier time because you know she's going to be an hour late. And then you can kind of get around that.
Right. And if she's even late to that, I don't know. I don't know what to do
there. But there's just some women that are just a mess. They don't pay their rent on time. There's shit everywhere in their car. You know, they've got probably 30 different empty McDonald's wrappers in their car or whatever in their back seat. Got, you know, bags from fast food or whatever, and they don't clean it out. Her cell phone gets turned off because she didn't pay the bill. I mean, you want a woman that's disciplined.
Right.
And, you know, granted, it's as the old saying goes, it's a woman's prerogative to be late. But, you know, there's just some women you're not going to be able to reach. They're always going to be late. They're always going to be a mess. They're always going to be disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
And if she can't take care of her own life and pay her own bills, how's she going to raise children?
Yeah.
How are you going to count on her to remember to pick the kids up from school or daycare?
Or take them, for that matter,
and be on time?
Yeah.
It's, you know, if she can't take care of herself, she's not going to be able to take care of you or the kids either.
It's unattractive, honestly. It can be cute the first two times, like, oh, you took so long. You look gorgeous. And then it's like, okay, this is an everyday thing. Like,